So let's review. Our Gemara began by analyzing many of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. The first machlokes between them was about the order of the two brachas. Berachas Hayayin, the bracha on the wine, namely Bari Pri HaGafen, and Berachas Hayayim, the bracha on the Shabbos itself, namely Mekadesh HaShabbos. Beis Shammai Oimrim, Mevarach Al HaYayim, V'Achakech Mevarach Al HaYayin. The Brice explains. Beis Shammai hold that the Berachas Hayayim comes first for two reasons. One, Shehayayim Goyim LeYayin Sheyavoy. Since the yom, the day of Shabbos, is what causes the obligation to have wine for Kiddush, so the Birch Hayom takes precedence. And two, Ukvar Kiddush Hayom Vadayin Yayin Leba. And since chronologically, Shabbos arrives before we bring out the wine, Birch Hayom should be said before Birch Hayayin. Besilam Mevarach Al Yayin V'Achakach Mevarach Al Yayin. Besilam, on the other hand, say that Birch Hayayin is said first, and they also give two reasons. One, Shehayayin Goyim LeKiddush Shetiyamer, for it is the wine that enables you to make Kiddush. And as Rashi adds, when one has no wine that makes Kiddush on challah, the challah is merely a substitute for the wine, and then you would make Hamoitzi first. Two, Tadu v'she'en the Tadu, Tadu kaidim. The more frequent one takes precedence, which is the Birch Sayayin. Since it's also needed by Havdalah, Birch Samazin, and every occasion when the Birch is said of a wine. The halacha as usual follows Beis Hillel. The Gemara next brings a Braisa, which says that during Havdalah, Mevarach al Yayin, v'al Ma'or, v'al Besamim, v'achakach Eimer Havdalah. We say Birchas Hayayin first, and then Birchas Havdalah. And the Gemara proves that this brice is in accordance with the opinion of Beis Shammai. The Gemara asks that this seems to contradict the Beis Shammai's view regarding Kiddush, where he holds that Birchas Hayayin, which corresponds to the Bracha of Havdalah, comes before Birchas Hayayin. The Gemara answers that Mekadesh HaShabbos comes first, so that we may usher in Shabbos as soon as possible. As opposed to Havdalah, we say it last in order to prolong Shabbos as much as possible. In the process of proving that this brice is according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, the Gemara clarifies two machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. One, regarding the brachas of Boyim in the Besamim and Boyim Oyer Eish. According to Reb Meir, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that we say Boyim Oyer Eish first, and then Boyim in the Besamim. However, according to Reb Yehuda, that is the opinion of Beis Shammai only, while the Beis Hillel hold that we say Boyim in the Besamim first, and then Boyim Oyer Eish. And this is indeed our minhag. As the Gemara later on Amud Beis says, Naguhu Amik Beis Hillel Va'alibud Rabbi Yehuda. And two, the Gemara then points to another machlekes of Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. In a case where someone only has one cup of wine, and they therefore delayed saying Havdalah until after he ate on Matzah Shabbos, and he's now saying Birch Samazin and Havdalah on one cup. While this is actually the subject of one of the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, there are, however, two versions of this machlekes: the version of Reb Meir, which appears in our Mishnah, and the version of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Reb Meir, Beis Shammai hold that the order is Ner, Mazin, Besamim, V'Havdalah. The bracha on fire, then Birchas HaMazin, then Boyim in the Besamim, and finally Havdalah, meaning the bracha of Hamavdal ben Kodesh L'Chayil. Beis Hillel hold Ner, Besamim, Mazin, V'Havdalah, that Ner and Besamim go together before Birchas HaMazin. However, according to Reb Yehuda, we always start with Birchas HaMazin. Then Ner and Besamim go together with the bracha of Hamavdal ben Kodesh L'Chayil. The machlokes is only regarding the brachas of Boyim in the Besamim and Boyim Oyer Eish, as is their machlokes in general regarding these two brachas. Beis Shammai say that the order is Mazay Ner Besamim V'Havdalah, and Beis Hillel hold that Mazay Besamim Ner V'Havdalah, reversing the middle two brachas. The Gemara raised another point regarding these halachas. From the fact that in the case where he only has one cup of wine, Beis Shammai allow him to postpone saying Havdalah until after Birchas HaMazon, it's clear he considers having wine for Birchas HaMazon as imperative. As the Gemara puts it, Birchas HaMazon tuna kais. But that contradicts something we had in our Mishnah, where it said that if a cup of wine was brought out at the end of the meal, Beis Shammai holds that he's allowed to drink it then and doesn't have to save it for Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara answers, Trei Tanoi v'libud Beis Shammai, that there are in fact different versions of Beis Shammai's view regarding whether or not Birchas HaMazon tuna kais or not. The Gemara then discussed the machlokes in the Mishnah regarding the order of Netilas Yadayim and Mezigas HaKais, which literally means the diluting of the wine, but also in this context includes drinking it. In the times of the Mishnah, it was usual to drink wine before the meal began. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have machlokes, whether one should wash Netilas Yadayim before that wine or after. Beis Shammai say that he washes Netilas Yadayim first, but Beis Hillel say that drinking the wine comes first. The Gemara's explanation of this machlokes is based on several ideas. As mentioned in the introduction, whenever liquid beverages mashkin becomes tummy from a rishon or a sheni, rather than becoming tummy on the next lower level, which is what we would usually expect, they move up to being a rishon. We also learned that usually a kli can never become a sheni l'tumah. However, Chazal instituted that mashkin can be metame kli with an interesting distinction. If the mashkin, which are a rishon, touch the inside of the kli, the whole kli becomes a shein l'tumah. If, however, they touch only the outside of the kli, then only the outside becomes tumah. So if unwashed yadayim, which are a sheni, touched a liquid, which then touched the outside of a kli, the yadayim are metame the liquid, which jumps up to being a rishon, and the liquid is metame the outside of the kli, making it a sheni. Conversely, if a kli whose outside was tame touched a liquid that touched hands that were originally had netilas yadayim, the outside of the kli makes the liquid into a rishon, which makes the hands a sheni, thereby undoing the netilas yadayim. The Gemara also explains that there is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether you're allowed to use a kli whose outside is tamei during a meal. Beis Shammai do not allow it, because some liquid might then spill onto the outside of the kli and become tamei, and then in turn some in contact with the person's hands and undo the netilas yadayim. However, Beis Hillel don't think this is likely enough to happen and aren't concerned. So getting back to our case, Beis Shammai hold that he should wash the netilas yadayim first before preparing and drinking the wine. That way, when he comes to handle the cup of wine, both his hands and the cup will be tar. His hands are tar since they already washed until Sidayim, and the cup is tar since Beis Shammai only allow cups that are tar inside and out to be used at a meal. But if he were to handle the cup of wine before until Sidayim, then his hands would still be a sheni. His hands might then come into contact with some drops of wine on the outside of the kli, causing those drops of wine to become a rishon, which would then be metame the outside of the kli, and he would wind up using a kli whose outside is tame, which is exactly what Beis Shammai don't allow. On the other hand, Beis Hillel says that it's better to have the wine first and then wash until Tisdayim. The reason is that if he washes until Tisdayim first, there's a strong likelihood that his hands might still be wet with water from the Tisdayim when he picks up the cup. Now, since Beis Hillel allow using a cup whose outside is tamei, the cup would be metame the water on his hands, which would jump up to being a rishon and would then render his hands a sheni and undo the Tisdayim. Better, therefore, that he should wash the netilas yadayim after he drinks the wine, just before he makes hamayitzi on the bread. That way, Tosfos explains, by the time he picks up the cup of wine again during the meal, his hands will already have been dried off well, since it's disgusting to handle bread with wet hands. Beis Hillel add that there is another reason to postpone the netilas yadayim until after the wine. That way, the netilas yadayim is closer to the eating of the bread, which is desirable in its own right. The Gemara next discussed the machlokes in the Mishnah about where to put the wet napkin after netilas yadayim. Beis Shammai say that it's better to put it on the table, and Beis Hillel say it's better to put the napkin on the bench. The Gemara explains that underlying this machlokes is a disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether one can use a table that is a sheni l'tumah for a meal. Beis Shammai do not allow it, because in the case of oichli truma kayanim who eat truma, it would be a problem, since truma can be mekabel tumah even from a sheni. But Beis Hillel hold that oichli truma are careful and will look out for themselves that it should not be mekabel tumah. So generally, you're allowed to use a table that's a sheni. On the other hand, everyone agrees that the bench that he's sitting on is allowed to be a sheni, or even a rishon l'tumah for that matter. Therefore, Beis Shammai say that it's better to put the wet napkin on the table, which is tar. If you put it on the bench, which could be a rishon or a sheni, the liquid on the wet napkin would become a rishon, and then when he touches the napkin, his hands would become a sheni, undoing the netilas yadayim. On the other hand, Beis Hillel allow using a table that's tamei, so even if you put the napkin on the table, there's a problem that the water on the napkin would become a rishon, and then maybe tamei the food on the table. So putting the napkin on the bench risks being metame his hands, but putting it on the table risks being metame the food. Beis Hillel maintained that risking being metame his hands is the lesser evil, since the whole concept of hands as a separate entity that become tamei independently of his body is a derabbanan concept, whereas food is certainly capable of becoming tamei midaraisa. Moving on, the Mishnah said that according to Beis Shammai, mechabnes habayis ve'achar kach nutli yadayim, that you sweep away the crumbs first and then you wash mayim achrayim. But Beis Hillel hold that's not necessary. The Gemara explained that you certainly have to clear away pieces that are larger than the kazayis, because the mayim achrayim might spill on them, and that would be hefsed eichlin, wanton destruction of food. The argument is whether you have to sweep away all of the crumbs. Beis Shammai hold that you do, because they allow using a shamish who is an Am Ha'aretz and doesn't know the halacha about destroying food. If you don't have him sweep thoroughly, he might not know to remove the large pieces. Beis Hillel hold that you can't use such an ignorant shamish, and therefore you can rely on the shamish to take away the big pieces, and you don't have to sweep everything away before Mayim Achrayim. The halacha is that you cannot use a shamish who is an Am Ha'aretz, and therefore you can wash Mayim Achrayim without sweeping all the crumbs away first, Presumably, the Shamash will first remove the large pieces. Finally, the Gemara discusses the Machlokes regarding the formula of the bracha on fire said during Havdalah. Bishamash said that the bracha is Shebora Me'or Ha'esh, while Bishil said that the bracha is Boire Me'or Ha'esh. The Gemara explains that both Bora and Boire can refer to the past. The main point of the Machlokes is whether to say Me'or Ha'esh, the illumination of fire in the singular, or Me'or Ha'esh in the plural. Bishamash say that the singular is correct because there's one kind of light, but Bishil say that the plural is better, because there are different colors of light, and each is counted as a separate illumination.